Empower yourself today with legal knowledge and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook to get access to jargon-free legal information in plain and simple English. Today's episode is supported by Red Bar Law, the go-to law firm for expert, efficient, and fast legal assistance, all at a fixed cost. Go to our website at redbarlaw.com. Empower yourself today and follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn by searching Get Legally Speaking to get access to jargon-free legal information in plain and simple English. Today's episode is supported by Red Bar Law, the go-to law firm for expert, efficient, and fast legal assistance, all at a fixed cost. Go to our website at redbarlaw.com. With over 3 million downloads and counting, do not miss out on learning more about a topic that interests you. Go over to our website at getlegallyspeaking.com and browse over 100 podcast episodes. Empower yourself today with legal knowledge and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook to get access to jargon-free legal information in plain and simple English. Today's episode is supported by Red Bar Law, the go-to law firm for expert, efficient, and fast legal assistance, all at a fixed cost. Go to our website at redbarlaw.com. Our episodes are free to access. However, if you feel that you would like to support the children's charity that we are raising money for, then head over to our Just Giving page at justgiving.com and search for Hattie Savari, where we are raising money for orphaned children at SOS Children's Villages, one of the worthiest children's charities. Donate as little as £1 for a great cause. Thank you. Is Hattie Savari, and I own and run a legal firm in London. Through my work, I'm continually surprised by people's lack of understanding of the law and how it can affect them.
I am contacted by people every single week, desperate for legal help, but feel that it is completely out of their reach, particularly since the demise of legal aid in 2013.
So I'm on a mission to change the status quo. Myself and my team of top barristers are here to offer advice, debunk the legal jargon, and let you know whether you're on the right or the wrong side of the law.
But the judge will look at this from the children's perspective, because at 6 and 4, they're too young to have their own voice in the court. They're not old enough.
From divorce to employment, probate to property, we're here to answer your questions.
What does that mean, and what are people entitled to?
And make the law open and accessible to everyone.
I think that I became a barrister because it was one thing that I felt I could do, and to find a way in which you could make a difference. A barrister worked very, very hard. Any successful barrister is putting in many, many hours, because turning up at court and standing on your hind legs and doing the business is just what you see at the very end. We step into the arena and we really do not know how things are going to pan out. Experience helps, but I think preparation is the key. And really, you can't last long if you're flying by the seat of your pants. You really do need to do the hard work. People regard the law as mysterious. I think a lot of people think it's a closed book and it also is a closed society. So one of the things about this programme that I value is the idea that it's going to open this up to the public and to people of all walks of life, because that is the people who we serve, and in fact ensure that it's accessible and that we demystify a lot of the misconceptions.
I initially wanted to be an actress. I started looking a little bit more into it, and then my mother at the time was working in the witness service. She was supporting witnesses at court, and I went along with her and I saw barristers in the courtroom, and I was just absolutely mesmerised. And I remember watching them. I didn't really understand what was going on in the case, but I thought, well, actually it's a little bit like acting. It's a bit theatrical and, you know, raising arguments on one side or another. And I thought, actually, I'm going to look into it more. And as I say, the more I looked into it, I thought, that's the job for me. So I was about 14 when I made that decision. And then I qualified when I was 22 and did my first ever case. What drew me to family cases in particular was the fact that it's dealing with real people in high conflict situations, but just meeting people who are really at probably the worst time they'll have in their lives. They're at desperation point, and actually trying to help them focus on the best outcome for their family and their children.
So, David, we've been contacted by a viewer who's just found out that she's pregnant, but she's already concerned about what her position and role will be when she returns back to work once she's had the baby.
So, the good news is this, that all pregnant employees have the right to take maternity leave. And maternity leave can be taken for up to 1 year, but if they return to work within 26 weeks... then the position is in law that the employer cannot vary the terms of her employment.
So they'll go back to the same role, the same position, in the same
yes.
way?
Yes. After 26 weeks, that can't be guaranteed. Obviously, you're still protected by the employment relationship, and the employer has to deal with you fairly and reasonably, but it cannot be guaranteed that you'll go back to the same job on the same terms and the same conditions.
Right. So, David, there's a lot of talk about flexible working, flexible hours. There was a law change in 2014. Yes. What does that mean, and what are people entitled to?
Right. So, in 2014, the UK Parliament changed the law and gave a right of requesting flexible hours, flexible working arrangements, provided that the relevant employee has served at least 26 weeks' service. A good employer will have the HR department fully aware of what to do. The problem often is with the traditional employer who doesn't even know the law has changed and regards work as 9 to 5, 5 days a week, and doesn't recognise really how society has changed. So in the case of the lady returning after her maternity leave, she can ask when she returns for a change in her hours. She can ask for a change in the times in which she works. And also, for example, she can ask that she can work from home, which in many cases today, that's a perfectly acceptable way of working.
With divorce rates as high as nearly 1 in 2 in the UK, messy and painful separation cases are all too common. And when families are faced with emotionally challenging situations, be it divorce, probate or death, relations can so easily break down.
So, Rachel, my clients that have come to me lost their son in 2017 and they no longer have access to their grandchildren. They used to see the children every week, collecting from school 2 days a week, dropping off. And now, unfortunately, for 4 months, they've had no interaction whatsoever. Mm. What are their rights?
What a sad situation all round. I mean, to me, it sounds like, really, from their perspective, it's probably like a double bereavement. They've lost their son, and for 4 months they haven't been seeing their grandchildren, and from the sounds of it, had a lot of involvement in the children's lives. So the children have been used to the grandparents, like you say, picking them up from school. But they have rights. If matters can't be agreed between them and their daughter-in-law, they can't mediate, then they can make an application to the court, and the judge can order that on specific days and at specific times they can see their grandchildren. So they absolutely have rights.
There's hope, isn't there? There's hope to be able
there
to
is...
go through a process here.
Absolutely, Hattie, there is a huge amount of hope. And the court process is very child-led. So your clients or grandparents might be feeling vulnerable. So they're grieving the death of their son, they're grieving the loss of their grandchildren, certainly over that four-month period. But the judge will look at this from the children's perspective, because 6 and 4, they're too young to have their own voice in the court. They're not old enough.
Yes.
Children's wishes and feelings are taken into account, but the judge is going to be very mindful that it's a difficult time for them. So the court will, with the assistance of CAFCAS, who are the Children and Family Court Advisory and Support Service, guide the court and guide the process in terms of what's best for the children. It's always the welfare of the children. And from what you've told me, these children need to be seeing their grandparents without delay.
Here at Get Legally Speaking, we would like to hear from you. So please send us your queries, your questions. Visit our website at www.getlegallyspeaking.com. On our Contact Us page, you can fill in a very simple form to send your questions in to us. You can also contact us via email. And my email address is hattie@getlegallyspeaking.com. And of course, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn by searching Get Legally Speaking. Don't forget to subscribe to hear all our exciting episodes that will be coming up in the months to come.
Empower yourself today with legal knowledge and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook to get access to jargon-free legal information in plain and simple English. Today's episode is supported by Red Bar Law, the go-to law firm for expert, efficient, and fast legal assistance, all at a fixed cost. Go to our website at redbarlaw.com. Our episodes are free to access. However, if you feel that you would like to support the children's charity that we are raising money for, then head over to our Just Giving page at justgiving.com and search for Hattie Savari, where we are raising money for orphaned children at SOS Children's Villages, one of the worthiest children's charities. Donate as little as £1 for a great cause. Thank you. Empower yourself today and follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn by searching Get Legally Speaking to get access to jargon-free legal information in plain and simple English. Today's episode is supported by Red Bar Law, the go-to law firm for expert, efficient, and fast legal assistance, all at a fixed cost. Go to our website at redbarlaw.com. With over 3 million downloads and counting, do not miss out on learning more about a topic that interests you. Go over to our website at getlegallyspeaking.com and browse over 100 podcast episodes. Empower yourself today with legal knowledge and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook to get access to jargon-free legal information in plain and simple English. Today's episode is supported by Red Bar Law, the go-to law firm for expert, efficient, and fast legal assistance, all at a fixed cost. Go to our website at redbarlaw.com.